It's finally Friday, and to kick things off here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster, head coach Doug Peterson reviews some tough lessons he learned in his first season on the job. Back in Week 11 of 2016, the Eagles lost their first of five consecutive games. How can the Eagles avoid such bad luck and maintain their position atop the NFC East?
You know, I look back at that, and I just kept reminding the team that, you know, you put in the hard work and the preparation, and you believe in each other, you believe in yourself, you trust the process, and that's not cliche. You have to trust, you know, what I'm talking about, what the coaches are talking about, and just stick together. You know, there's no pointing fingers, and that's what they did, and they hung together, and we figured out a way at the end of the season to win those two games and finish on a high note, but just sticking together.
The Eagles have already won two more games on the road than in all of 2016. What's the difference? Coach Peterson explains.
I think it directly affects the team this season. Things happen for a reason, and you learn from them, especially in this business and really in life in general. Things happen, and you learn from them. You make the necessary corrections, and you move on. And you don't dwell in the past, but you remember and you reflect from time to time. So I think it is a direct correlation to where the team is today, learning how to finish games and learning how to play together and understanding that they are a good football team.
The Eagles are the highest scoring first quarter team in the league. Can they keep it up coming out of the bye? It's something that's on the minds of the players inside the locker room.
Last year we started off 3-0, had the bye, and then things kind of spiraled out after that. So we're excited about kind of setting the stage for the second half. Yeah, I think when you have the opportunity to finish a good team, you have to take that advantage no matter what the situation is. Last year we had a fumble that kind of led to the demise of that game. It wasn't one play, but in the fourth quarter you can't have turnovers when you're up. I don't think we've turned the ball over much in the fourth quarter altogether this year, so I think we just got to keep that going.
Time for one last quote. And we'll go to the man who received the contract extension during the bye, defensive tackle Tim Jernigan, who has been looking forward to this matchup since he first arrived in Philadelphia.
Most definitely. You know, I've had this one circled on my schedule before I even knew it was a rivalry. You know what I mean? Like, I always knew, like, bro, I can't wait to play the Cowboys. That's going to be a good game. You know what I mean? They got a great offensive line. We got a great defensive line. It's going to be a good one. So it's going to be on.
Make sure to join us at 8 p.m. on Sunday for the kickoff show presented by Exalta. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles weekend, everyone.